Okay, today's topic is about when you do put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, when's the appropriate time. So it's all assuming one should be putting on Rabbeinu Tam. That was last week's shir. And I think there's a good reason why many should wear Rabbeinu Tam. You don't have to. We did see the opinion of the Vilna Gaon who didn't, and thought that there was really no need to, unless a person is seeking Olam Haba, which we hope we all are seeking Olam Haba. Unclear why the Gra was not, but that's not for us to understand. So the Gra thought if you're a person seeking Olam Haba, you should wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. And we saw the Arizal, which said Mikra Din, one should be wearing both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And then we saw the Shulchan Aruch, which had a Yirei Shemayim, which we hope we all are Yirei Shemayim, those who try to do the best we can and take other chumras upon ourselves. And there is a good reason for the Shulchan Aruch's understanding for us to wear Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam as well. So that means the Svardim really should be. The Mechaber says they should. Chassidim, based on the Rizal, should be wearing as well. And the rest of us who are Ashkenazim, it really depends where you want to fit in there. But there's good reason. We know Rav Moshe, we saw last week in the Tshuvos, did wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, and he got a special pair from the Babatzer Rebbe. So the only thing really holding back would be if you're really holding from the Gruz Minhagim, or if you don't feel like you're Yeshemaim who take upon yourself other minhagim, or it's too much money, which it is. It's very expensive, which Rav Moshe himself didn't buy because it was expensive until he was given it as a gift. And supposedly Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky also didn't wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin until someone gave him as a matana as well. So those who want to wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, we're going to discuss at what point should a person wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin.
What's the title?
The title, yeah, it's a mistake in the title. We'll ignore that. Exactly. So the Shulchan Aruch says in the beginning, the number one, Shulchan Aruch paskins, Yirei Shemayim Yotzi Yidei Shneim. Yirei Shemayim should be Yotzi wearing both pairs. V'yaseh Shtei Zugos Tefillin V'yaniach Shneim. He should make two pairs and he should wear two pairs. V'yichavein B'hanachasim B'osam Shehem Aliba Dehilchasa. Now, while he wears both at the same time, he should have Kavana. We spoke about this tonight last week, that he's being Yotzi, whichever ones are correct, Aliba Dehilchasa Ani Yotzi Yidei Chavasi. Whichever ones are correct, that's my fulfillment of the Chiv. Vashar, the other ones I'm wearing, Heim Kritzos Ba'ama, they're just straps without any meaning. Kimakom Yesh Berosh Shel Haniach Shtei Tefillin V'chein Bizar. Because there's enough room on both the head and the arm to wear both pairs of tefillin. We discussed last week the Tanai, according to most poskim, is to avoid Baal Tosif. So that's why you have to have the Tanai. Be'er Lach had another pshat, but that's a simple understanding of Baal Tosif. So the first approach to the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to analyze each one independently, but first I want to present these three approaches that you wear both at the same time. Second approach of the Shulchan Aruch is, V'im'enu yodei l'chaveinu ha'makom. If you don't know how to place it properly in the area or to or tighten them at the same time, you should put one, Rabbeinu Tam first or Rashi first, we'll see which one first, and then you immediately take them off. And then so you say the brachas, put on one pair, and then immediately after you put it on, you don't say anything according to this reading of the Rosh Hashanah, you take it off quickly, and then put on the second pair, and wear that pair during davening. That's the second approach of the Shulchan Aruch. And then the third approach is the V'yesh Omrim, Shim lo yuchal laniach bevasachas. If you cannot wear it at one time, V'yaniach sharashi v'yavarach aleim, so then you first wear Rashi, say the brachas. You wear it for Shema, Shemoneh Esrei, V'achar Tefillah afterwards, Yaniach Shel Rabbeinu Tam, B'lo Bracha, then you place Rabbeinu Tam on without saying a second bracha, V'yikar behem Shema V'ayam Shema. So these are the three approaches. Again, either you wear them at the same time, or you put them on the beginning quickly, one, and then the other one right afterwards, and the second one is being worn during davening, or you wear the first pair, Rashi, during davening, and only afterwards do you put on Rabbeinu Tam. So these are the three approaches. We're going to break down each one independently now. So let's first, discuss the wearing of Basachas. You put them both on at the same time. As the Shulchan Aruch says, because there's a makom, this place on both the arm and on the head for two pairs of tefillin. Again, assuming they're the right size. If you have huge pairs of tefillin, you're not going to have enough room for two pairs. So assuming they're small enough where they're going to fit in that area on the forehead and the arm, that's why you could wear both at the same time and you make that tonight. So the Mishnah Berurah explains what the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say in number three. He says, "Hanoeg kein laniach shtei zugos tefillin, yaniach sherashi lemata letzad apnim, v'sher Rabbeinu Tam lemali." You should wear Rashi, which according to the reading is lower down, but he also says inside. We'll see what that means in just a moment. Rabbeinu Tam is lemala above that. So v'chein kasev harizal sheyach nistchila sherashi v'yamidem letzad hakasev v'achreim sher Rabbeinu Tam letzad hayad v'shem alakibora. So you put really Rashi on the top according to the Arizal here, closer to the shoulder, Rabbeinu Tam on the bottom, which is closer to the hand. So it sounds differently than the way the Mishnah Berurah was initially saying. He first said Rashi is on the bottom, the Tzad Pnim. So what I think he means is that he's, I'm not really sure, it could be there are two opinions, but he says Lechein Kasef. So it seems that, I'm not sure does, we don't have, no one here wears two pairs at the same time, right? I don't know how they do it. Lemaisa. He does, I know. So Dabar Carmeli also does.
Question is, which one are you wearing?
Yeah.
If you put on two pairs at the same time, don't you end up wrapping one strap over the other one?
Yeah, this is the straps, right.
So, so is that possible what the little matzah means? In other words, if you put one on, you're...
No, because Rabbeinu Tam is definitely lamata. Rabbeinu Tam is underneath it. That's the one that's always hidden. The straps are below. You don't see Rabbeinu Tam's straps. He's referring to where you place the batim here. So Lamaisa, I don't know how they do it. Again, one, the first reading sounds like Lamata Latzad Pnim, which sounds lower down, which I'd imagine closer to the Yad. And then he says, and Rabbeinu Tam is on the top, which is closer to the shoulder. But then the Arizal, the way it's presented here, says really the Rashi is closer to the shoulder, higher up. Rabbeinu Tam is lower down. So Lamaisa, I don't know what they do. But then he says... That's why I say side by side, it could be also. Oh,
even if one's higher, one's lower, it could be one is more towards the lave, is the
top pnim. It's pop, I'm not sure which one's more towards the pnim.
He wears them both on the bicep in the same
vertically.
Same angle.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know which one. It is possible.
Yeah, Rashi's the upper and Rabbeinu Tam is the lower.
So it could be that's what he means. Maybe when you have upper here, the shoulder, when you put your arm like that, turns out the upper one is actually closer to the lave. Yeah, which also pnim, which could be what he's referring to. So maybe they're same. So it's the upper one, you said? The higher one is where Rashi is?
The upper one is where Rabbeinu Tam's lower.
Okay.
Same on the head.
So now he says, V'yaniach b'rosho. Now what do you do on the head? Sherashi. Lamata, he goes below. V'sher Rabbeinu Tam yosir lamala. And that's certainly true because he wears his yarmulke and talis to cover Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rashi is supposed to be somewhat exposed. The shneim b'makom haroi l'tfilin, and both of them are placed where the area the tfilin are supposed to be. V'aretzuros d'Rabbeinu Tam yeh mechusa. The straps are supposed to be covered underneath. Tachas retzuros d'Rashi. Shlo yisgalu rak retzuros d'Rashi. You should only be able to see Rashi. Fine. So that's the point. So you, I don't know, Lamai said it's very hard to do this, but they take the straps together and start wrapping it together at one, whereby Rabbeinu Tam is below the Rashi straps, both the Yad and Shel Rosh. That's how they do this.
Now, there are advantages both ways.
Right, so...
Which one's visible, but which one's on the skin.
Exactly. So the idea is, we'll see the chatzitza, we'll address that in a little bit about the chatzitza issue. There is no chatzitza when it comes to the straps, we'll get to. But al pi Kabbalah, there's a big inin that Rabbeinu Tam, which is represents din and gurah, should be covered, while Rashi, which is more chesed, should be more exposed. That's the deeper understanding. But in halacha, this is their taking halachic approach, it's simply because since Rashi, according to most posts, can be passing like Rashi, that's why that should be exposed on the outside where you should see it. So then he writes also, Tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam, Yehu Katanim mi Tfilin de Rashi, he says. That they should be a little bit smaller. And the halachic reason for this is so you don't confuse the two. We know on the outside, the batim and the bag should have Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. If I have a fourth shir this Sunday, I'm going to address those issues of not confusing the two. But one of the ways not to confuse them is that the Rabbeinu Tam should be slightly smaller. I think Api Kabbalah is also a reason for that as well. So the din and the gvura should be a little less than the Rashi, which represents chesed. And then he writes in the Mishnah Berurah, jump down to Sif Katan Vav, and still number three here. Shnehem Yachad Al Hayad Vivarach Viadekem Bibas Achad. You're supposed to tighten them at the same time, which is, I'm sure, really hard. I know David Carmelo told me he had to go to some guy in Bayswater who taught him how to do this. So you're saying both brachas, you're holding two straps. Again, they're not, you know, it's very hard to pull them both and then wrap them together, but that's the idea to tighten them both at the very same time. And same thing with Sherosh, which is probably easier. You put them in the same place, in the right place at the same time. Now the Taz has a discussion here about this concept that there's room on the Rosh and Shayad for Shtei Zugos Tefillin. It's based on the Gemara in Erevin, where they're discussing if a person finds Tefillin on Shabbos outside and there's no Erev there, so he's allowed to put on two pairs of Tefillin according to one opinion. And the other opinion, which is the Tanakhama, says that you can only wear one pair of Tefillin. You can't wear two. So the Taz says, I don't understand. The Tanakhama, which we normally paskin like, says you're only allowed to wear one pair of tefillin there in the Gemara in Erevin. So how come the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you could wear two pairs of tefillin? They're arguing whether there's enough room on the head and the shayad for two pairs of tefillin. So the Taz says, maybe the Gemara there is discussing. If you look at number four now, he says, it jumped to the bottom of number four in the bold. He says, Hilkach afa gav de kaimelan to Tanakhama. Even though we paskin like the Tanakhama, damar zug echad, in tefillo that you can only wear one pair of tefillin and not two. Mikomakum, it's possible. Efshishu mitam deisa shtei mekomos laniach sham beis tefillin. He agrees that the Tanakhama agrees there really is enough space on the head and shayad. They don't argue on that point. Aval Shabbos einachanami delavas man tefillinu. It's only because Shabbos is not this man of tefillin. He only allows you to wear one pair of tefillin. But to wear two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos when it's not the right zman, he says maybe that's what he's talking about. It's a hard thing to understand. The Taz, he's trying to figure out why the Shulchan Aruch passes this way. It requires more understanding of that Gemara. But the simple reading is what the Taz says. Tanakhama thinks there's only one place of tefillin. If there's one place that's filling, you shouldn't be wearing Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time. He's just trying to fit in the Gemara to the reading of Shulchan Aruch. He's not so comfortable with his read, but this is what he's trying to struggle with, exactly. The tefillin are, they are muksa mikra din, but a person needs to, then based on the Gemara here, then you can wear them, certainly if it's the kavod and the bizayon of the tefillin being there. Let's say a person has his talis he left over in the tefillin bag, so then you're allowed to also, if there's no other way around, then you can move the bag and tefillin, even if you need to get to the talis, if need be.
And what's the differentiation between two and one? Because there's only one place. So the second one is a problem to put on in Shabbos, and the first one is not?
Right. So it's unclear how to read this exactly. So it's very possible the way the Taz means is that when it comes to Shabbos, so then you're allowed to, whenever you wear clothing, so whatever is, you know,
normal.
You can't wear two ties. That's the second tie is unnecessary. You wear one tie, you don't wear two ties. So the idea might be that wearing one pair of tefillin is considered a normal thing of wearing. But wearing two pairs of tefillin, even though in general there is room for wearing two pairs of tefillin, people don't wear two pairs of tefillin. So even though there's room for two ties, people don't do that. So that second pair might be considered carrying as opposed to wearing. I'm not entirely sure.
Would you put on the tefillin on Shabbos without a bracha, presumably?
Yeah, no bracha. There's no mitzvah. You're not being mekayem a mitzvah, so you wouldn't say a bracha. So then he says, look at the end of, look at page number two now. The top of page number two, the continuation of the Taz. He writes in the bold, Vei lomar, one cannot say im kein, ha'odiv tvei, she'anicham bezachar zeh. Maybe it's better to wear one pair and then quickly change to the other pair. Maybe that's, don't say that. Mimash she'anich bevas achas. Maybe it's better to wear them consecutively as opposed to bevas achas. Because the shem ein makum l'tfilin hashniyim. Maybe there's not enough room. Maybe we passing like the Tanakhama that there isn't two spaces for the tefillin. So it says, don't say that. Because Yesh Lomar, the Mikol Makom Adif Bezeh Shehu Shneim Smuchim Lebracha, says the Taz, it's better that the both pairs of tefillin be put on right away close to the bracha, as opposed to putting them on consecutively. So even though there's a disadvantage to each one, it's possible we hold that there aren't two spaces on that Rosh, and there aren't two spaces on the Yad, it's still better to do both at the same time and have them next to the bracha, as opposed to separating them from the bracha. That's what he suggests. So in the end of the day, says the Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz trying to explain the Shulchan Aruch, the one approach is to wear both pairs of tefillin, bivas achas. So what about the chatzitza? Isn't there chatzitza here? I'm putting there a Rashi over the Reino Tam. So look at number five, where the Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Chav Zayin, lo yehe davar chotetz bein tefillin lebesaro. There can't be anything between the tefillin and the basar, and the flesh. Lo shna shal yad, lo shna shal rosh, regardless of which part of tefillin you're referring to. The Dafka says the Rama, it could be according to the Shulchan Aruch, he says one way, but I imagine based on what the Mesfardim do, they also passing like this Rama. The Rama writes, the Dafka betfillin, the actual batim he means, of al biritsuos ein lahakbid. When it comes to the straps, there is no concern of chatitza. So that's why, again, the Mishnah Berurah, I believe, if I remember correctly, says, L'chachila, a person shouldn't wear a watch underneath the straps, but if a person wants to, according to the Ramah, there is no problem, there is no chatzitza of the straps, but L'chachila, I believe the Mishnah Berurah writes, one should really avoid chatzitzas, if possible, even for the rituos.
Wait, are we differentiating between a watch and a tefillin?
According to the Ramah, there is no distinction. This application of the Ramah is talking about in general. There is no problem of chatzitza when it comes to straps. So certainly, in the case of Rabbeinu Tam underneath Rashi, certainly there won't be an issue there either. Some actually say, when it comes to, they invoke the concept, I didn't want to bring it up, but there can be room to be mechalik. There's a concept we have throughout Shas, min bimino in chotetz. Min bimino, you have two minim, it doesn't chotetz. The Gemara talks about, one example just comes to mind, the Gemara in Bechoros talks about, let's say you have twins that are born as a Bechor. So the lach is peterechem. The bechor only becomes a bechor if it's makdish, if it becomes kadosh from the peterechem coming out of the mother. What if two twins are born at the very exact same time? So that means that each Bechor is not being Peter Rechem by the entire Rechem as it comes out. So it's a Chatzitza, and neither one should be a Bechor. So the Gemara says, Min Bemino Enochotet, since they're the same type, they is not considered a Chatzitza, and would be fine. So certainly in the case of two Tefillins, right. So Min Bemino Enochotet. But then, how do you define Min Bemino? They're both made of leather. But one's a kosher pair and possibly one's a pasul pair. So that might be min v'sheino mino. Okay, that's another topic based on Iran. Nadarim and Rashi and Beta. Wow. Fine. But either way, that's the first approach about wearing them bevas achas. That's the Shulchan Aruch suggestion and what many of the Mekubalim do. The next approach is number 6, when the Shulchan Aruch says that one should really wear them consecutively, which he first suggests, first put on one pair of tefillin, then immediately after putting them on, it doesn't say to say anything. Just take them off and then put on the second pair of tefillin. So, which one do you put on first? So, if you look at Mishabura. Mishabura says, it'll do Sifkat and Yud Aleph. He says, Kedivrei Ha'echad. So, you wear one pair and then put on the other pair. So, which is the Kedivrei Ha'echad? Which one should you wear first? So, Mishabura says, as you would imagine, HaMechabris Sasam Dvarav Ulufi Hachras Achronim. What the Achronim decide on is Tov Yoser Shiyismo Chabracha Latfilin Tirashi. You should put on Rashi first. Because that's the bracha. That's the Iker one. Is like Rashi, first say the bracha, and then wear Rashi. Now, the other way you could say is that you're not davening with Rashi. At the end of the day, you wear it for a split second. He says, Yisalkim Miyad. So then the disadvantage is you're not wearing Rashi when you're saying Shema, which is very important. It's possibly Eidus Sheker. For a person to say Shema and say the Pesukim of Tefillin and not wearing Tefillin, that's Eidus Sheker, the Gemara says. So that's a disadvantage of doing that. So Shulchan Aruch doesn't say which way to do, but the Mishabura writes based on Hachras Achronim that one should first put on Rashi according to this approach and then immediately afterwards put on Rabbeinu Tam. And the reason is because Rashi is the Iker one.
Why wouldn't you go back then? Why wouldn't you put on Rashi? Take him off, put on Rabbeinu Tam with the bracha, and then go back to your Rashi till
to daven.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Yeah, it could be Tircha. I'm not sure.
But it has to be like that because there's no way he's going through Shachar without having thrown on. And Rashi is the Iker.
And then you should have to, according to the way the Minhag Rebbe does with Zachar, the way we see most people do it, you should put the Rashi ones back on again and say Krishma again.
Yeah.
Because what people who put a Rebbeinu Tam on and say Krishma again.
I was understanding that he's putting on Rashi, makes a bracha, has Kavanah for both pairs, puts on Rebbeinu Tam right away, and it goes back to Rashi for the whole Shachar.
There's no indication of that in Shulchan Aruch at all, and Mishabura doesn't write that either. Again, it could be, I haven't seen this inside. It seems that this is not an approach that people take. And most people take the approach of wearing bevas achas, or what we'll see in the third opinion of only after davening do you take off Rashi. So there's not enough information that we have on this approach because I don't think this was really practiced by anyone. Okay, now, this idea of, just I brought this prima gaudem here in number 8, about the idea, the reason why we put Rashi on first is because Rashi is really Iker, so we do find other applications of this as well that the prima gaudem points out here on this Shulchan Aruch rather. So he writes in number 8 here, Vim nizdamein shehotzi kisher Rabbeinu Tam tchila yavirim. Let's say you accidentally take out Rabbeinu Tam before the Rashis. So we know there's a problem of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos. Right? We have the issue with, let's say you have one pair of tefillin. You're supposed to put on the Shel Yad first, prior to the Shel Rosh. And accidentally you take out the Shel Rosh first. That's a problem of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos. So there are ages how to get around that. Or let's say they talk about we put on talus before we put on tefillin because Tadr Vishinu Tadr Tadr Kodim. So let's say you walk into a room the Shulchan Aruch talks about and you're in a room where there's tefillin there. And then the next room over is a talus. So now if you don't put on tefillin first, it's a problem of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos. So these are shayos that come up. So let's say I take Rabbeinu Tam tefillin up first. I'm supposed to put on Rashi first, so what do I do? So says the Prima Gadim, Ki Lididon Rashi Iker, since we pass in the Rashi is really the Iker one, Lo Hava Mavi Al Mitzvos. It's not considered mitzvos. We view Rabbeinu Tam as not being a mitzvah at all, with respect at least to Rashi. We're trying to be Yotzei, that Shita, but Mikradin, it's not going to affect the halachas of Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos, and a person therefore should be Vizahir Bekach, should be very, very careful to write on each bag of tefillin which one's Rabbeinu Tam and which one's Rashi, and to take out the proper one to avoid the shaila in the first place. Also, yeah?
There is a workaround, like there is a workaround if you do it with your hand in your head, right?
Correct, yeah. Then he writes also on Chol HaMoed that those who do wear Rashi on, who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, one does not wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on Chol HaMoed because, again, we pass that Rashi is really the Iker one. But then he writes, interestingly, that I don't know what the people practice who wear Rabbeinu Tam, I might have to find out soon what the halacha is, but on Tisha B'Av, when we write Rashi, when we wear tefillin only in the afternoon, does one also wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam in Mincha as well? They do, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
They do, after, okay, fine. So,
why on Cholam Moed for those who put on tefillin, should you not put on Rabbeinu Tam? That's the ikur, good, but you're wearing tefillin, it's not the zman of tefillin. Apparently it is. You wear
right.
tefillin. So what's the difference between
right.
one pair or two pairs?
Right. So we don't say brachas on tefillin and chol hamoed, right? So that already shows it's a degree. It's a degree lower than that.
They don't?
So, no, they do not. I don't, it's been 18 years since I wore a tefillin on chol hamoed, but I don't think we wear it, right?
There's no bracha.
No bracha. So that indicates, right, there's something different about every other day. So I don't remember why not, but something along those lines. There's something different about it. Yeah.
People that wear tefillin on chol hamoed are nobody not to wear benetan?
Correct. Yeah, that's what it's brought. He quotes here from the Shulchan Aruch earlier. Well, maybe we'll discuss this next week. We'll try to wrap up all the other loose ends of Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Maybe I'll discuss next week Chol HaMoed and Tisha B'Av.
And maybe yes, you would know better, but when I went to Rabbi Chaim of Shul once in Tisha B'Av, they actually wore it in Shacharis.
In Shacharis?
Minhag Yerushalayim is in the morning, Rabbi
Lov. Ah, okay. Okay, fine. Let's continue now.
Hey,
yeah.
I don't think anybody who would put on film on Chol HaMoed.
That's Ashkenazim. No, if an Ashkenazi would take upon himself,
no,
Sfardim and Hasidim do not wear. But any Ashkenazim who took upon himself to be Yirei Shemaim and wear Rabbeinu Tam, so he would be the person. Yeah, exactly. You know what he did? No thoughts. We can find out. Okay, fine. So there is another opinion that's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but it's brought down in the Levush, which. I think it's similar to what you guys were suggesting earlier about putting on Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. If you look, I should have bolded this for everyone. If you look in number 9 now, in the Levush, halfway down, the first word on the line is Vacharkach. So go into that line where it says, after the period there, it says Vim Yasakein. Vim Yasakein says the Levush, Yaniach Tchila Seda Sher Rabbeinu Tam, Vacharkach Sher Rashi V'Rambam. This is what we suggested earlier, that really, if you're going to put on one pair first and then switch over right away, really you should put Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on first, say the bracha Rabbeinu Tam, and then immediately afterwards put on Rashi. This way you could be davening and saying Shema the Rashi. That was the other suggestion that we had made. And he says, even though, go down a line now, Afa pi shebofen ze yaseh bracha al sher Rabbeinu Tam. Ah, but the bracha is going to be initially on Rabbeinu Tam. Veinat tzibur noga came. People don't really do this. Ein kpeda, ki a bracha is all in the shame. Really, the bracha goes in both them. Vein hanachas harishonos v'siluka nikra hafsaka. Putting on Rabbeinu Tam first and then removing it and then putting in Rashi, that's not considered hafsaka. That's all fine, he says. But in the end of the day, he writes, one line down is what we're going to go to the final approach, is that really you should put Rashi on for the entire davening, and then after davening, you should put Rabbeinu Tam on. So that's the approach we're going to deal with for the remainder of this year now. So let's go to the top of page number 3, number 10. Shulchan Aruch writes, if you cannot put them both at the same time, which is going to be most of us here, you should put on Rashi, say the bracha, after Shemoneh Esrei is over, or I should really say after davening is over, you don't say bracha when you put Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on, just say those two parshios. That's it. This is what the Shulchan Aruch writes. So Mishnah Berurah says a few instances why a person may not be able to wear them bevas achas. Why can't you do bevas achas? That's the preferred.
But tefillah, why is necessarily mean after davening totally? Why not after?
Yeah, so we'll see in a moment, Prima Gadim, why he says after davening entirely. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in number 11, Sifkat in Yud Gimel, Lo Yuchal, why can't you wear bevas achas? What would it prevent you? Perish afilu bezachazelo yuchal haniach vasachas kagon sheyeshlo maka. That's, you can't put them on one after the next because you have a certain cut. Veinlo makom l'shtem, there's not room for it. Oh, shemis bayish mipnei habrios, or you're embarrassed to wear two pairs of tefillin. Hamaligin, a lot of people are making fun of you. So these are certain instances where a person might want to wear them separately. Okay. So then, if you look in Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in Yudalid, v'achar tefillah, what does achar tefillah mean? Haynu kedin hamavur la'el b'simen chafei sif yud gimel, which is what? V'lo ke'elu hacholtzin of tefillin derashi manichan der Rabbeinu Tam tikaf la'achar kedusha. Not those who start changing it right after kedusha Shemoneh Esrei. U've'emes milvad she'osin shlo kedin. Aside from them really doing something that's incorrect, kemavur la'el b'simen chafei sif yud gimel, which we'll see what that problem is in just a moment. Gam, there's a second problem. Gam tzarich lechavein betfilas shmone esrei lashliach tzibur lo lasok bedover acher. So there are two issues here, he's saying. One issue is, we'll go to number 12 and just clarify this point, that you can't take tefillin off until after davening's over. So as the Shulchan Aruch writes in number 12, Nagu ha'olam shelo lachlot tefillav ad achar kedushas uvalat zion. You shouldn't take them off until kedusha of uvalat zion. V'yesh misha kosev al tzad ha'kabala shelo lachlot ad shamar behem shelo ha'shlosh kedushos v'arba kadishim until the last kadish, ha'ainu lachar kadish yosom, the last kadish after aleinu. You should have tefillin on continuously until all of davening is over. Either that means after Uvalat Zion, or it means after the final Kaddish. That's a general rule. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, quoting from the Prima Gadim, you can't change your tefillin because the tefillin needs to be until davening is over. But then the Prima Gadim says there's another problem of changing tefillin during Shemoneh Esrei, during Chazar Tashat, is because you're not paying attention to the Chazar Tashat, which you're supposed to pay attention to. That's the second problem. And there are a couple of nafkaminas. Let's say a person's davening b'yachidus. So there's no chazar tashats. So according to the second concern, how you would be able to change your shmoneh esrei, your tefillin rather, right after you finish your shmoneh esrei. But if the idea is to keep them on until the last kedusha of Valtzion, or the last kaddish, even though there's no kaddish when you're b'yachidus, but until you're finished with aleinu, so then you would not be able to change your tefillin until after all of davening, if you take that approach. Or let's say you finish Shemoneh Esrei quickly, and you know the Chazan is taking a long time, so if you quickly finish Shemoneh Esrei, change your tefillin right away before he starts Chazar Tashatz, so you can pay attention to Chazar Tashatz, according to that opinion, but you're not going to fulfill the other din of having to keep your tefillin on until the end of davening. So it seems very strong from the Mishnah Berurah, which really based on the Prima Gadim, that one should not change your tefillin during Chazar Tashatz. Now if you look at Prima Gadim, a very interesting line he writes in the end of number 13, he says, "V'lo ratisi l'shol klal osam v'lo rotsani b'terutzam." I don't want to ask them, nor do I want to know what their answers are. Why anybody would take off and change their tefillin during Chazar Tashatz? Now I know all of you are wondering if Weimer does do that, take off his tefillin and change during Chazar Tashatz. We'll get to in just a moment. Now there is still another concern, by the way, of changing tefillin during Chazar Tashatz, and that's brought down from the Tshuvas Chaim Shol. He says in number 15. Even though we don't say a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, Yizahir shelo yafzik bein tefilah shel yad letefilah sharosh. So now what that means is if you're putting on tefillin during Chazar Tashatz, you can't answer Amen. You can't answer Modim if you're that late in the davening. So now what are you going to do? So you're going to miss all the Amens. Or should you say the Amen, and now it's going to create a hefsek during the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam? What should you do? So according to the Chida, the Chida says a person should not do it. So you're putting yourself in a position, by changing your tefillin then, you're putting yourself in a position of maybe you shouldn't say anything, or maybe you should, but you're causing a hefsek during Rabbeinu Tam. So for this a third reason, because of the potential hefsek, one should not change tefillin Rabbeinu Tam during Chazar Tashatz. So again, just to review, it's fine. So these three reasons are, just to review, is either because you should keep your tefillin on until the end of davening, or because you should pay attention to Shemoneh Esrei, or because it could be a potential hefsek between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. So Maisa, how do we explain what Rav Weinberger does, and others? So there's a beautiful sefer that Rav Weinberger gave me that quotes the following. It says, Yesh no'agin l'hachliv ha'tfilin b'chazar tashatz, V'he'idu gam al anshe ma'isa shenagu kein. Many anshe ma'isa did this. They brought a ram v'nitnu b'zeh tam l'shevach. They gave a reason to explain a very nice way why one would do this. The yesh malyusa lomar, there's a benefit in this. Chelek ma'tfila gam b'tfilin d'rabbeinu tam. That means part of your davening, even though it's not yours, but chazar tashatz is being said while you are wearing tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. So that's the level, that's the mila in wearing Rabbeinu Tam during chazar tashatz. That's how they would justify what they would do. And down here brings a number of different sources, most of them Chassidish Poskim, which did do such a thing of switching to Rabbeinu Tam during chazar tashatz based on this concept of wearing them during part of tefillah.
Yeah, it's better not to.
certainly better not to. So Rav Weinberg told me, is as follows. The only reason why he does this here, and he has who to rely on, is because if he were to wear them after davening, and people ask him questions for 10 minutes while he's putting them on and saying whatever he needs to say, then he can't talk to anybody afterwards. So while he's here in the shul, he always wears them, changes them during Chazar Tashats. But when he's up in the country, when people aren't bothering him there, then he wears them after davening, he says. That's what he explains.
And when they do it for right away,
I'm not in the general problem. I'm a couple.
When they do it, does that mean the person is trying to get done with Shemona Esrei quick enough so he can put it on before the person starts, or does he wait till after Kedusha?
No, so a person who doesn't have a place to go to, a person's catching a train, would Mustafa be in that same category of not having a chance afterwards? He should also be able to. L'chora. So L'maisa, I'm going to hopefully get to that next week, but L'maisa, you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Rach Shema, I don't think, but you could say Amen and Modin Durbanon while you're changing them. Yes, you can. Rav Weinberg is very makbit to say Amen. You should be extra careful to say Amen and not be concerned with the hefsek.
So also when you're, but I also noticed that I think Rebbe has mentioned to other people who wear Rebbe no Tam. I'm not sure. But I think you've told other people to say Shema again.
Ah, we're going to get to the point. What to do? We'll get to that afterwards. In just a moment. We'll get there.
Do they try and do it before or after?
They do it after Kedusha. There's no time to do it beforehand, really.
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, after Kedusha is when you should do it, if you're doing that way. Mm-hmm. Again, you should only do this if you really have no time to change them afterwards. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, who to rely on, exactly.
What if you're waiting for a rov to finish, you finish before he does because you just do, and you have time to put him on before they start Chazar Tashats.
That would seem to be ideal. If you know you could get that in, that would be ideal.
So you would get it exactly.
You wouldn't be, you don't be mafsik in between, and you could pay attention. That would certainly be ideal if you know you could have enough time for that. Now let's go to the last point in the bottom of number three about what should you say when you put on Rabbeinu Tam. So number 17, the Shulchan Aruch says, I'll repeat it one more time. He says, "Acher Trila Yaniach Shel Rabbeinu Tam Belo Bracha V'Yikara Behem Shema V'Yom Shema." Just those two parshios. Now the reason is because it's Eidu Sheka. Those are the two parshios that mention Tefillin. We don't mention Tefillin in Tzitzis. So since the Gemara says if a person says Shema and doesn't wear Tefillin at the same time, it's Eidu Sheka. So now it's possible when he wore Shema, when he said Shema rather, he wasn't wearing Tefillin. That Rashi may have been incorrect. So now he wants to say Shema again with a proper pair of tefillin in case Rabbeinu Tam is correct. This way it's not Eidu Sheka. So all you have to say is Shema Vayam Shema. Well, so we're going to build it up a little bit. Yeah, we're building up. But this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes, number 18, Aval Ein Tzarech Perish Parshas Tzitzis. You don't need to say Parshas Tzitzis. Ki Chashasha D'Shema Heid Eidu Sheker Kfar Tikin B'Shtei Parshas. The whole concern is that maybe you said Shema and V'haya without Tefillin, so you've already fulfilled that obligation by saying them again with the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. But Tzitzis, there's no mention of Tefillin, so there's no need to repeat Tzitzis according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now the whole
notion of being metakim the Eidu Sheker strikes me as a little funny because the new Shema that you're saying is not the Eidu Sheker, it's with Tefillin. But the old Shema is not, it was without, if you hold it was the wrong tefillin and you hold it that was a problem, then it was Eidu Sheker, irrespective of what you do 10 minutes later. In other words, if that was the Eidu Sheker, because at the time you're not wearing tefillin, then you are saying, and you're not doing it, so the fact that later on you're going to do it makes that retroactively not an Eidu Sheker.
It's a good question. We have the same issue on Tisha B'Av, of course, where we don't wear tefillin in the morning. And so there's no Eidu Sheker there because it's Asur to wear Tefillin. And there's Shaila later on whether you should say Shema or not.
Right.
Some say you should to fix it. Others say you shouldn't because it ends up becoming Torah Tzvila, Tama Torah rather, and you can't learn. So I hear it's a good question in terms of the alumnus. How do we view that? But it's a situation where we're stuck.
So, I don't know which one it is.
It could be that, now in that you can in theory say I'm saying the Shema, the first Shema, on Tanai that it's not the right one. And this way it gets around, it's just saying B'Torah's Pesukim, not B'Torah's Eidus. That could be an interesting way to get around it. I didn't see brought down in the poskim, doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but I hear. The simple understanding is that it's Makum Efshar. We don't have any other option to do, so we do it this way and try to cover all our bases.
And it's it's still a mystery why this was lost. For something
that was 2 weeks ago, right. Yeah, now, the Maram Shik says, in number 19, Maram Shik says, I don't fully get the Maram Shik, but he's talking about saying one whether one should say three parshios, and he paskins that one should say all three parshios. I don't get the whole train of thought here. Feel free to go through it on your own, but that's how he paskins. And many poskim said the same thing. It's if one can, it's, he writes, Tov v'yashar hu lomar kol ha-shlosha parshios. If one can, it's certainly very commendable to say all three parshios of Shema, even though Tzitzis doesn't mention it. He has what to do with saying Yetzias Mitzrayim, and so fine, that's what he writes.
What if after davening is past Sman Kriya
Shema? Ah, so that's going to be the last topic. Very good. Yeah, so that very good. You guys are very, very familiar with this topic. Let's get to number. So look at number 21 for that. Number 21, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Chaf Hei. He's the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Chaf Hei is referring to that one when one does wear the tefillin in general, even tefillin Tirashi. So he writes in number 21, Sivkatan Tezayin Halaniach Dal Parshios VeYeshnogim. There are those who practice Mach Mazeh Likros HaArba Parshios LaAchar Nachas Tefillin. We have that practice in many. I think all the Siddurim have the two parshios of Hayak V'Yacha and Kadesh in the beginning, and we say Shema V'Hayah later on. So you've said all Dal parshios that you wear. B'lav Hachi Korn Kol Yisrael B'Shas Kriya Shema. Fine. And there the Mishnah Berurah adds Ubetfilin the Rabbeinu Tam Yomar Kol HaDal Parshios U'Minag Yafehu. Is a wonderful minhag to say all four parshios. Now if you add Siddus as well, so you'd be saying five parshios and total when wearing tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. The four parshas that are in there, plus Tzitzis.
How important are those first two before davening?
It's a yesh nogim, so it's a nice thing. I wouldn't make it, if you're running late in davening and you need to catch up, I wouldn't make yourself crazy, but it's a wonderful, it's a nice minhag to do, he says. Okay. Now let's talk about lachar zman kriya shema. Let's say you're davening, and let's say today, for example, zman kriya shema was, I can't see it, 8:48, is it say?
The early one.
Yes, 8:48.
9:24.
Okay, so 9:24. So very likely, it's a person 9 o'clock minute. He, very unlikely, he caught Zman Kriya Shema for Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So he writes here, number, look at the Machzeh Shekel, number 22. Go to the second to last line. The end of the line where it says, V'chein im kodim sheminiach she Rabbeinu Tam, ovar Zman Kriya Shema. Let's say this Zman passed. It's already passed. You said 9:24. Was it later Zman? Past 9:24. You're putting on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Yikra behem mizmor echad tilim, say any kapitel you want. O yilmod perik echad halacha achas. Learn a line, learn a Mishnah Berurah, learn one line, and your yotze, you take them off. Because after you said, after this man's kriya shema, there's no point in saying shema anymore. That's what he says.
And he says, dafka not to say the parshiyos in kriya
shema. So I don't think, I don't think it's usher to say them. You certainly can, but you don't need to. You could be yotze with saying anything else. It's really pointless. Because shema after his man kriya shema, as we know, is the just a regular, exactly. Kar
b'torah. So why are you saying anything? You can be put on tefillin and not say anything.
We just wear them and that's it. Zehu.
So no?
Right. Yeah. I guess so. I'm not sure why. What's the need of saying anything? It's a good question.
Disrespectful to just put them on.
No, but the tefillin is to wear tefillin. He's not even saying davni. You can even learn something with them. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a good question. Okay. Now, it could be that's the Indian of Api Kabbalah would be, but halachically, I'm not sure from a halachic perspective why that would be needed. And then let's finish off with Chuvas Maram Shik. He says even though it is past Zman Kriya Shema, he still considers the Edu Sheker. If you look at the last line of number 23, he says, Ela filu im avar Zman Kriya Shema, tzarech lomar dafka Kriya Shema betfilin shir Rabbeinu Tam. So he says dafka here. It sounds like only Shema and none of the other parashios. I'm not sure what he means by that point. But he says even though one has passed, Zman Kriya Shema has passed, one should still say Shema with tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, which would be similar to that machlokas we have when it comes to Tisha B'Av, that when we wear tefillin later on in the afternoon, should one repeat Shema or not? Is there a value of saying Shema when it's past the Zman? Is it really Mamish Kikari B'Torah? Or really it's reciting Shema, you're just missing out on the Schar B'Zmana, but you're still getting the mitzvah of reciting Kriya Shema. Okay. But can you fix it if what you're saying is no longer considered Shema, since it's outside the Zman, it's simply viewed as Limud HaTorah, then maybe it's too late to fix it anymore. What I'm saying is just learning. It's not a mitzvah Shema.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem next week. I think I'm going to try to tie up the loose ends of this topic. And then afterwards, with pun, no pun intended there. And then afterwards, I might do some weeks of halacha l'maisa of ribbis for those learning Ezo Neshech now, some practical applications of ribbis.